Hello, and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 8 with verses 16 and 17. When it was evening, they brought Jesus many who were possessed by demons, and he drove out the spirits by a word and cured all the sick, to fulfill what had been said by Isaiah the prophet. He took away our infirmities and bore our diseases. If you felt the demons being liberated from your soul, then you felt the redemption Jesus brought you to know, but more importantly, show. For in reaping his benefits of life eternal, we then are to share this liberating fact to anyone at any time and anywhere. I would say this is surely a motto of mine. I look to live this fact in sharing God first for Jesus constantly by the love, faith, and hope of living his grace and mercy. When you learn to practice, pray, and proclaim a liberation from this shame of being possessed by demons that rightfully make you live a life of lust and libations, seeking excess and shady dealings, or the lost feeling of booze or drugs, unable to operate in public's eye without reasons to share the beauty of less, without being called out as hypocrite and a detriment to the safety of others. Then you find reasons to share the beauty of less over more, able to give without reason, just to implore, a life of righteousness that engages Jesus to adore, living redeemed when your infirmities are cured and life is restored, and we live life eternal forevermore. I want to share that with you again. When you learn to practice, pray, and proclaim a liberation from this shame of being possessed by demons that rightfully make you live a life of lust and libations, seeking excess and shady dealings, or the lost feeling of booze or drugs, unable to operate in public's eye without being called out as a hypocrite and a detriment to the safety of others, then you find reasons to share the beauty of less over more, able to give without reason, just to implore, a life of righteousness that engages Jesus to adore, living redeemed, when your infirmities are cured and life is restored, and we live life eternal forevermore. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm so sorry, Lord, but I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We have to pray a special prayer today. There's someone in our family who's dealing with something very, very difficult. I believe it's a stroke. We pray for their intentions. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We continue our prayers for our sister-in-law, Carmen. She's the grandmother of Brittany, who we keep speaking healing prayers of daily, who overcame brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louis, as we do each day. We continue to pray for his success in obtaining employment. Daily prayers for our neighbor, Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Lord, we ask that you bless their family with a child. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. One stanza poem, it's titled, Spirits Driven Out, Sick Cured by His Word. Many demons possessed, Jesus brought. Spirits driven out, sick cured by His word. Prophet Isaiah, words fulfilled, taught. Diseases ours He bore, infirmities took, we heard. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 18th, 2023. Reporting this morning at 5:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today at 7-Eleven. Oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven as we bring about universal utterings as our way of sharing the Word of God to overcome these infirmities of demons. Call on the Lord and you too can be saved. As we close, in the name of Jesus, God bless our good friends John and Marie. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Johnny Cruz, God bless you. Thanks for being a part of my study each morning and the love of our family. Amen. We close in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.